Hello and welcome, everybody, to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We'll tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Along with that, explicit content warning. We'll be cussing and stuff. So if that's not your thing, just deal with it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, deal with it.
We're going to ride off the beat, guys.
One more time.
All right. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Welcome, listeners, to another edition of Nerdy Boys Reviews.
Yes.
Hope everybody's doing well, because you know we are doing pretty good. You doing all right, Christian?
I'm doing all right.
That's pretty good. So, last week, we did not podcast. I posted on Twitter, letting you guys know. It was a little bit of a late post. Sorry about that, guys. We just decided to take a week off. Come back refreshed and bring it yet again.
The Pokemon craze has taken over.
But that's for another podcast.
Yes.
This podcast is going to be our long-awaited movie list where we break down where movies fall, you know, in our minds. And we're going to attempt to take both of our list and make one Nerdy Boy list. Yeah. We will be discussing Marvel from different studios. We'll be breaking down the different studios like MCU, Fox, etc., Lionsgate, whatever. And then we'll be going over the DC stuff as well.
Yep.
So, me and Christian had like a pre-discussion about this last week because we had planned on podcasting last week, but it just didn't work out. So we decided to take the week off.
Yep.
Like I had mentioned. And it was an interesting one. It was an interesting discussion, and I'm pretty hyped about podcasting today, guys. And I hope you guys enjoy the content.
Yeah, definitely. So we're just going to go over the movies real quick for those of you who don't know what movies we're going to be talking about. And then we'll get into our discussion. So,
and forewarning, we will not be discussing the movies
right
at all. We'll just be discussing where they rank to us. You know, we might go into a little bit of justifications or whatever, but we're not going to be reviewing any of these movies on this podcast. Just a warning.
Yeah. Yes. As far as MCU films go, we have Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America the First Avenger, The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor 2 The Dark World, Captain America Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, and Civil War.
Sick one. And then we have, from Sony, we have the original Spider-Man, Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. Then we have Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield, Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. We have Ghost Rider, and then Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Yes. So, Fox. We have a lot of Fox movies here. X-Men, Daredevil, X2, Elektra, Fantastic Four, the original. X-Men 3, The Last Stand, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, X-Men Origins Wolverine, X-Men First Class, The Wolverine, X-Men Days of Futures Past, Fantastic Four Reboot, Deadpool, and X-Men Apocalypse, in addition to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes. From New Line Cinema, we have Blade 1, 2, and 3. Yes. We have from Universal Studios, Kick-Ass 2 and Hulk.
Dude, the first Hulk, that was really bad.
Yeah. Lionsgate, we have Punisher. And Punisher Warzone. We have Kick-Ass, the first one, and then a movie called The Spirit. I've never seen that. And then Columbia Studios, Hellboy 1 and 2. Ooh, those are good movies.
Yep. And then over on the Warner Brothers side, there's Catwoman with Halle Berry, Constantine, Batman Begins, V for Vendetta, Superman Returns, The Dark Knight, Watchmen, Jonah Hex, Green Lantern, The Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel, and BVS. So, of course, these aren't every superhero movie that's ever come out, but just, like, the latest ones in the past, like, 20 years-ish.
The movies that have basically started the movement. You know, we have older movies, of course, like the older Superman movies, the 90s Batman, 80s Batman, all that good stuff. But, you know, it would take us like 3 hours to compile that list. And
right.
So we just got it down to the movies that have come out pretty much after 2000.
Yeah, except for like the first Blade in 98. So,
yeah. So, all right. Should I go over my list first? It's a doozy.
Let's just start. What's the first thing on your list? The first area?
MCU.
Oh, well, let's start with Sony. Go over your Sony rankings, and I'll do mine, and we'll see what we can figure out there.
Okay. So, on Sony, I have Spider-Man 1 and 2 as respective. Spider-Man 1 is ranked number 1. Spider-Man 2 is ranked number 2. Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield is number 3. Ghost Rider number 1 is ranked 4. Ghost Rider number 2 is ranked 5. Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield is ranked number 6. And then Spider-Man number 3 is the last one because it was god-awful and shit.
Yeah, so my Sony list is Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man 3, and Ghost Rider 2.
Oh. Mm. Ho, ho, ho.
So...
cool guy.
So we definitely agree on the first three, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
and then I think it's just I just really didn't care for Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3. So I mean, obviously for me those ones were really the last on the list, and I did quite enjoy the Ghost Rider movies. They weren't mm-hmm. awful or anything. In my opinion. But you know, I guess
yeah.
you're welcome to your own opinion on that matter.
Right, yeah. I mean, I can definitely compromise with that and agree that those are probably better films because Amazing Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 both suffered from the same problems. They tried to shove all these villains into one movie, and the writing wasn't great anyway.
Yeah, and then like both like characters turned into emotional wrecks.
Yeah. but I do think definitely Amazing Spider-Man 2 was better than Spider-Man 3, but... yeah, I'm gonna compromise
that's where I had.
And I'm gonna move my list around to reflect yours.
Okay.
Because I think you're pretty spot on with that.
Sweet. All right, we're gonna move on to what studio did Blade?
New Line.
All right, New Line Cinema. I just literally listed it in 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Respective with the movie titles.
Yeah, Blade 1 is best. Blade 2 is.
I actually thought, like, Blade 3 was so garbage, dude.
Really?
I hated that movie, man. I did not like it.
I've seen, like, parts of it. Like, I haven't seen the full movie all the way through in one sitting, but from what I saw, it wasn't nearly as good as the first two, so.
Yeah, next we have Universal Studios with Kick-Ass and Hulk. Obviously, Kick-Ass will definitely trump.
Yes.
Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
And Hulk. Kick-Ass 2 being ranked 1 and Hulk ranked number 2 on that list. We could just move right into Lionsgate. I personally had Kick-Ass ranked number 1, Punisher number 2, Warzone number 3, and I just put The Spirit as number 4. I didn't see the movie, though. I've never seen that movie.
Right, yeah. I have the same exact list on that.
I literally never even heard of that movie. Like, so I just couldn't even be asked to go and watch it. I was like, dude,
right.
I've never heard of it. Obviously, it's probably not that great of a movie. So, but if you guys have watched it and you guys loved it, you guys can contact us on our website in the forum section or on our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or Snapchat, Nerdy Boys Reviews. Yeah. Do that. Make it happen, guys. Let us know if it's a good movie, if it's worth checking out, because maybe we could revise it on the list somewhere if it just turns out to be like an amazing movie or something like that. So, moving on, Columbia Studios, Hellboys 1 and 2, obvious respective 1 and 2.
Yep.
Ranked, here it comes. We'll do Fox first.
Okay.
Let's hear your list, bud.
Okay. It's going to be a little different than yours, probably.
Yeah, probably. Definitely.
So, my list is Deadpool number 1.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men number 2. Daredevil.
Wait, which X-Men, though?
The first one.
Okay.
Daredevil number 3. Then mm-hmm. X-2. Then Fantastic Four, the original, and then Rise of the Silver Surfer, and then Apocalypse. No, wait, no, that's farther down. Sorry. I scribbled it out. Then League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, then Apocalypse, then Days of Future Past, then First Class, then The Wolverine, Elektra, X3, Origins, and the Fantastic Four reboot.
Okay. So my list is similar in the beginning and then vastly different. So, obviously, Deadpool being number 1, X1 being ranked number 2, Daredevil number 3, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, number 4. That was such a great movie, by the way.
It was
for like when
movie.
It was made, because I think that was also made in the 90s. That was a super good movie, I thought. Where was number 5? Oh, the original Fantastic Four. Wolverine Origins, number 6. X2, number 7. First Class, rank number 8. Days of Future Past, rank number 9. Elektra, number 10. X3, number 11. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, number 12. The Wolverine, the one in Japan, number 13. Shit movie. Where's 14 at? Did I write a 14?
I think it's probably...
Oh, Apocalypse. Apocalypse, number 14. And Fantastic Four Reboot, number 15.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, man. So, where do we differ?
So, you have League...
like, 2 spots higher than you, right?
Like, 3, yeah. So essentially, your League and my X2 are switched around.
Yeah, I'm not budging on that.
You don't think that X2 is better than Origins?
No.
Why not?
Wait, what?
X2 had...
Wait, Origins? Oh, it was better. Haha. I'll switch that around.
Okay, so what if we put X2 right under Fantastic Four and then move Origins down one and then put League where X2 is?
League where
X2. So we're on my list. So League will be under Daredevil. Right? Where you have it?
Yes.
And then we'll put X2 right under Fantastic Four. So essentially switch X2 and Origins.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right. All
right. All right. We're on the same page. What'd you have at number 8?
I had Apocalypse where you had First Class.
Oh, yeah. I'm not moving on Apocalypse, bro.
You thought First Class was better than Apocalypse?
Yeah, for sure. Oh. Dude. For sure. For sure.
Really?
Was. Yeah, it for surely was. There's no doubt about it. I mean, both not the best movies, but hey.
You had Elektra above Apocalypse.
It was better.
Elektra, I don't even think was good.
It wasn't that good, but hey. Once all we right. get down to tens, I mean, the it's slim pickings there.
Right. So...
I literally think like 10 was my cutoff point to where I just started hating the movies.
Gotcha.
Pretty sure that's the right word to have. Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. I think you had like Rise of the Silver Surfer way higher though.
I had it pretty high because I just like Silver Surfer and I didn't think the movie was awful.
Such a terrible reason to give it a good ranking.
Well, yeah, I can move it down to where you have it.
Uh-huh.
I really don't think it was worse than X3, but I mean, I guess X3 has the allure because it has so many different
characters. All right. How do you feel about this? We move X3 to number 10. Fantastic Four to number 11 and Elektra to number 12.
Okay, so we're moving Elektra down
to number 12 and then X3 and Fantastic Four up one spot.
Got it.
Got him. All right, 14, all right. Apocalypse for sure, and then Fantastic Four. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and you had Wolverine 13, right?
Yeah. 13, yeah.
Okay,
so what does our final list look like now?
For Fox?
Yes, for Fox.
So as of right now, it's Deadpool, X-Men, Daredevil, League, Fantastic Four, X2, Wolverine Origins, First Class. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. First Class, Days of Future Past, X3. Fantastic Four 2, Elektra, Wolverine, Apocalypse, and then the reboot.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that list. I mean, some of them I just kind of scratched in a number. I didn't really know exactly where to put. I think like up to like 1 through 9 were pretty solid for me. Mm-hmm. But then it's like once I got into 10, I was just kind of...
Yeah, they're all kind of down there at the bottom of the barrel,
yeah.
Swimming around
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, little morning shit. You
yeah,
know?
I definitely liked Wolverine and Apocalypse more than you, but that's bound to happen. So
that's all right. That's okay.
All right, let's move into Warner Brothers then.
Yeah, we're gonna save the MCU for last.
Yeah,
man, because it's
it's gonna be a conversation for sure.
All right.
So
is it all right if I read off my list?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so ranking in at number one, Watchmen. What a great fucking movie, dude. Yeah. It's undeniable. People that really will sit there and be like, oh, no, dude, it should be one of the Batman movies. Go fuck yourself, dude, because honestly, Watchmen was probably one of the best superhero movies ever created, dude. Yeah, it was really just good. So fucking good, man. Ranking in at number two, Dark Knight from the Batman trilogy.
Yep.
Really good movie. Number three, Batman Begins. Number four, The Dark Knight Rises. Number five, which I feel like a lot of people will be like, this is super, super controversial. Number five, Green Lantern. Now, let me explain this, all right?
All right.
Sure, maybe it was rushed a little bit. And, you know, I just think it was a better movie than people truly give it credit for. And, you know, I'm not going to dissect the movie apart, but I'll just go with that. I honestly felt that it was a much better movie than people gave it credit for. Number six, Catwoman with Halle Berry. Number seven, Man of Steel. And then number eight, Batman vs. Shit. So, yeah.
All right.
We didn't. Neither of us watched Constantine or Jonah Hex. Or
So our lists are pretty much the same.
Okay.
So I had Watchmen, Dark Knight, Batman Begins, then I had V for Vendetta.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
And then I had Green Lantern 5.
Oh, you know what it was? The reason I didn't rank V for Vendetta is because, like, I watched it so long ago, I don't remember the movie. Yes. So, man, we'll revisit this list.
Yeah, we'll take V off for now.
Yeah.
But in that case, Green Lantern ends up as number four on my
list. Sick one. I like it. You're ahead of the curve.
Then I had The Dark Knight Rises.
Sure.
And then Catwoman, Man of Steel, and BVS.
Yeah. I mean, it's undeniable. Those two movies were the worst ones.
Right. So the only ones we had switched around were you had Green Lantern below Dark Knight Rises, and I had it above.
Yeah.
So.
That's all right. That's okay, guys. Don't worry. Here comes the one everyone's been waiting for. MCU, all yes. right? All right. Oh, and after we do this, we're not going to compile every single movie onto the list. We're going to do maybe like a top five or top 10. We haven't decided yet, but when we get to that point, we'll let you know. All right. So just wait, because it would probably take us literally a couple hours to make this list if it was completely from every movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're just going to do like top 10 throughout all the studios in Marvel. Okay, or no, probably five or something. I don't know.
We'll do 10. I think that'll be good.
Okay. Do you want to go first for MCU?
All right, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
So, I'll allow it. Number one, I had Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sick one.
Avengers.
Which one?
The first one.
Okay, good.
Iron Man.
Sure.
Thor.
Okay.
Ant-Man.
Sure. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Cap 1.
Okay.
Civil War.
Sure.
Age of Ultron.
Sure.
Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Thor 2.
Sweet.
Incredible Hulk. Iron Man 3.
Really? Oh, wait. I had it the same way. You're fucking tripping, dude. Get the fuck out of here, man. All right. You want to hear a real list, guys? All right. First couple ones might be different. Same, okay? First two for sure, same. All right. Winter Soldier number one. What a compelling movie. Great film. Guardians of the Galaxy, man. The difference between the two... I just don't know. Like, they're so close. It's like, think about it. If it's like the rating would be like, it'd be like a 9.9, like a 9.99, and like Guardians of the Galaxy is like a 9.98. That's right. How, like, in my mind, I played out this list. Like, in Marvel, most of the movies are just so good. The difference between them are very marginal, like super, super slim. And yeah. It was very hard to, this was the one that was really hard to compile. Number three. Here we go. Ant-Man. The movie was undeniable. He's had such an impact already, dude, and only in two films. The guy is an dude, Paul Rudd, such an all-star, dude. It's undeniable how good the fucking movie was. Yeah. Compelling story.
Wish Paul Rudd would stop sending ants to our house.
Yeah, fuck off, dude. All right, number four. Where is my number? Oh, Thor. Dude, seriously? Come on, dude. Thor should have been much higher on your list, dude.
Thor was one down from where you have it.
Much higher on the list. One is a big difference, man. Even though we're talking about margins and stuff, marginal differences. And all right. Iron Man 1 is number five for me. So the reason I picked Thor and Iron Man to be in my top five was because the undeniable effect that they've had on this universe and stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously you can make the argument for Captain America one to be in the top five. But I, in my mind, Iron Man 1 and Thor 1 were so good film, like such good films, man. It's undeniable, in my opinion, that they should be in the top five. Dude, the things that Thor accomplished in their first film, oh, yeah. Dude, literally, without a shadow of a doubt, has the biggest impact on this universe that that we're experiencing in the MCU, because they set up the Infinity Gauntlets and they introduced the first stone and Loki and, you know, all that stuff, you know, other realms and stuff kind of set us up for Guardians of the Galaxy a little bit. So in my mind, dude, and I enjoy the film so much. I could watch that thing like every single day.
Right.
Such a good film. So definitely at four for me. And then Iron Man, I mean, you know, he pretty much kicked it all off for us. It was the first film within the MCU.
Right.
So he definitely needs some respect for top five. So Captain America, number six. Civil War, number seven. I know what you guys are thinking. Like, why are all the adventure movies not in the top five? Because they're just not as good as the solo films. Let's take out, let's pause and think about it for a second, guys. Let's take out the fact that, sure, you have the excitement of having all your heroes in one movie. Are they a better film than the solo films? And I can arguably say, no, they're not. You have the excitement of a bunch of heroes in one thing with jam-packed comedy, jam-packed action and stuff, but the storylines just aren't as strong, dude, in my opinion. But we'll get to that in a second. All right. Leaving off at Civil War, number seven. Avengers 1, number eight. Age of Ultron, number nine. Thor 2, number 10. Iron Man 2, number 11. Hulk, number 12, and Iron Man 3, number 13, because it was this complete crapshoot of a movie, dude. They totally botched that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Could, dude, Iron Man 3 had the top, had the potential to be in the top five for sure, dude.
Yeah, Mandarin by himself could be a number one villain for the Avengers and make an Avengers film be the greatest Avengers film.
Exactly, but they totally botched it, dude. Yeah. Sucks. All right, let's try to compile this. Obviously, we have our number one and two films.
Yes.
Let's go to spot number three. So, you see... What's your number three?
Avengers.
Oh, God. How, though, man? How?
It's such a good film. I mean, it manages to bring everyone together, and, you know, we have to stop Loki and the Chitauri. Like, I can argue that the Chitauri are honestly a weak villain. I mean, they're just an army, and that's why they used them, and they couldn't use Skrulls or whatever, so that's probably why they did it. If it was, like, the Kree or something to lead up to Guardians, I could see it maybe staying there. I could move it down for sure, but I don't know how much I would move it down.
I mean, dude, I even have Civil War above that movie. Like,
yeah.
I'd be willing to like move it down to like, I can't move Ant-Man, man. Like, I just don't see myself moving that. Like, where do you have Ant-Man? Like number seven or something?
Yeah, I have Ant-Man. all right. I'll move Ant-Man.
Okay.
To number three.
Ooh, he moving it four spots, guys. Number three. Okay. So we have, all right, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Ant-Man. Top three. What's number four?
So we had Iron Man and Thor switched around, and I'll switch them both of them sets. So I'll put Thor above Iron Man 1 and Thor 2 above Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Because I think that the Thor movies are better. I think the main reason I had like Iron Man above Thor 1 was because it's like kind of kicked off the MCU.
Yeah.
And Thor 2 wasn't great, but Iron Man 2 had Black Widow in it.
Yeah, it is definitely difficult. Okay, I'll compromise and move Avengers 1 up to number 6, where I have Cap 1.
Okay, so Cap 1 will drop down 1, and then everything else will drop down one.
Yes. Right?
So I think our lists after that are pretty similar, because I had Cap, and I already moved Ant-Man, so I had Cap, Civil War, Age of Ultron, and then, yeah, so our lists are the same at the end then already. Now our lists are the same.
Are the same.
So that wasn't that hard.
That wasn't that hard. Here comes the hard part. Because yeah. I know this is where we start getting in an argument and stuff.
So when we go to our top lists, when we combine our Marvel films, it gets real difficult up there. So the air gets a bit thin up there.
So do we want to do a top 5 or a top 10?
If we do a top 10, we'd have to probably include DC in there. And there's only two DC movies I could see even being on the top 10, and that's Watchmen and Dark Knight. The rest of them I can't see in the top 10 at all. Okay. But
All right. Let's do this. Okay. So, top 10 from the MCU, what movies would you be willing to grab?
From the MCU, it'd be Winter Soldier, Guardians, and Ant-Man, and there'll probably be more as we move through it, but those are like the first three are the first three that come to mind.
I could agree with that.
Would you pull Thor as well?
I don't know if I would pull Ant-Man, honestly.
Really?
I don't think it's in the top 10.
Okay, so just the first two for now?
Yeah, just the first two for now. So Winter Soldier and Guardians.
All right. And then let's go to... And then we said Watchmen and Dark Knight.
Yeah.
So let's get those. And then let's grab from...
Fox?
Let's... Yeah, we can do Fox.
Deadpool
obviously. And X-Men one I would grab.
Yeah. From Sony, I'd just grab Spider-Man 1.
Yeah.
Blade...
I don't think Blade makes the top 10.
I would put Kick-Ass for sure in there.
I would do that as well. And Hellboy.
Hellboy.
So that's...
How many do we have now? It's 8, right?
9. So we have one more. Would you grab Spider-Man 2 or would you grab Ant-Man? I think that's where it comes down to, right?
Maybe.
The next one
I'm
would
even considering
Daredevil
readjusting my no. Much as I personally like it, I cannot justify putting that in the top 10 for sure. I'm really considering redoing my MCU list. Because like the more I think about it, the more important like Avengers 1 becomes to me.
Does it go to number 3 for you?
Actually, I think so, man. I think we're going to readjust the MCU list to put Avengers 1 at number 3 and then everything else drop down one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do, in my opinion. Like, it's such an important movie.
Right.
That you just can't ignore it.
Yeah. It's set up all right, for
all
so the
put that in the
team.
Top 10.
Yep.
And so. Then should we grab two honorable mentions to maybe throw in the mix to see where we can make it land, you know?
Yeah, we can grab some honorable mentions here. What are you looking at for honorable mention?
Honorable mention, I would consider Iron Man 1.
Okay.
And jeez, oh no. Maybe Thor.
Or what about League?
Yeah. So Iron Man 1 and League.
All right.
So. Okay, let's get down to this.
So are we gonna start at the top of the list at 1 or the bottom at 10?
Let's start at 10. What do you think deserves a spot in the top 10?
So
let's recap real quick. Let's recap what our 12 movies are that can possibly go into this top 10 list. We have written down Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Watchmen, Dark Knight, Deadpool, X-1, Spider-Man 1, Kick-Ass, Hellboy, Avengers, Iron Man, and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
All right.
So, what do you believe? What do you believe deserves a spot in this top 10? At number 10, it has to be at number 10.
Yeah, number 10, I'd put Kick-Ass.
You would put Kick-Ass there. That's interesting. I'd probably put Hellboy there.
You put Hellboy as 10?
Yeah. That's what I would personally put.
All right.
Kick-Ass. All right. Number 9 would be Kick-Ass for me.
Yeah, I put Hellboy. All right.
All right. Number 7.
8.
Or 8. I can't count. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I think it deserves a spot in there.
Yeah. I actually would agree with that. So now number 7.
7. I would go X-Men.
Okay, I was thinking the same thing, but I'm actually going to go with Dark Knight.
Dark Knight? Okay. I have Dark Knight a little bit higher. 6? I would go Avengers.
Okay, I'm going to go with X-Men on that.
Number 5, Dark Knight for me.
Number 5 for me would be the Avengers.
Okay. Number 4, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I would go with Watchmen in number 4.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, Watchmen.
Yeah, number 3, Guardians.
So close. Number 2, Winter Soldier.
Yep. Number 2, Deadpool. All right. And then I think we know our number 1s.
Deadpool.
Winter Soldier.
All right. You're fucking nuts, dude. Get out of here, man. You're telling me you think... A lot of these are, like, pretty positional. Like, I mean, it could kind of go either way.
Right.
We both agreed on League.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, all right. So Hellboy and Kick-Ass could be reversed either way. I do think Hellboy was a better movie because it came out in like 2003. I thought it was really good. Kick-Ass is more recent, but it is also an amazing movie. So, okay. I mean, would you want to switch yours around or should I switch mine around? Because I really don't care.
I'll switch it.
Okay.
All right. So official Nerdy Boy top 10 is Kick-Ass at number 10, Hellboy at number 9.
Right. And then League
number
at
8. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, number 7. This is where we're super going to disagree.
Yeah, so...
I can't believe you think X-Men is a better movie than Dark Knight.
I don't know. I've always come down pretty hard on the movie. Like, I thought Dark Knight was good. X-Men, I think, means more for these kind of movies because it did kind of kick off, like, superhero movies in general as, like, something big. I do... I could move... I'll put X-Men as 7.
At 7... Okay, so, all right.
Yeah, just moving it down one on mine, so.
Okay.
So then I would end up putting Dark Knight where you have Avengers.
See, this one is just so crazy for me, like, it's hard, dude, it's really hard, because I love Dark Knight so much, dude. But I'll take one for the team and move my... Dark Knight down one to number 6 and Avengers up to 5.
All right, so we have the bottom half of our top 10 so far.
Okay, so recapping the bottom half of 10. So at number 10, Hellboy. Number 9, Kick-Ass. Number 8, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Number 7, X-Men. Number 6, Dark Knight. Number 5, Avengers number 1.
Yes.
Here we go. Okay,
the top
dude.
5.
The top 4. The top 4, dude.
No, we got, yeah, top 4, sorry.
There we go.
You're right.
Now we're on the same page. Not exactly, though, because this one's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Okay, dude, I cannot believe you really think Guardians of the Galaxy is a better movie than Watchmen, dude.
I do.
Arguably one of the best movies ever made, dude.
I love Watchmen.
I
you
really
know I do.
Think...
I have like 5 Watchmen shirts in my closet.
I know.
I love the movie. I think it's amazing. But dude. Guardians of the Galaxy was just, for me, I thought that movie was going to be complete shit going into it, and it was so good, and everybody likes it, and it got, you know, these characters on a map that nobody knew who the fuck they were before.
Do you think that because of the like the comedic relief makes it a better movie?
No, because that's the same reason I'm going to argue that Deadpool is worse than Winter Soldier.
Let's talk about this one first. What makes Guardians of the Galaxy a better movie than Watchmen? Because arguably, Watchmen has the best storyline on this entire list.
Yeah, I think the storyline is better. Yeah. I do think that
the action was amazing. When they made it, how good it was amazing.
Yeah, it was 2007.
2007, the graphics and stuff that they were able to implement and stuff. Compared to this, dude, that movie was definitely ahead of its time for the genre that it had created. Because if it had been on maybe the level of an Iron Man or something, it would not even be close to this list. But because of when they made it, you know, just on par right when Iron Man was made as well.
Right.
I just think it's just it's just a better movie, dude. Guardians, I don't get me wrong, dude. And the difference in these exact ones, I was talking about marginal difference in the last one, in our MCU list. And stuff like that. But the marginal differences here, dude, is just you're nitpicking pretty much. And I don't know, man. Don't get me wrong, man. I really, really love Guardians of the Galaxy, man. Yeah. I've been such a big advocate for that movie. I really can't wait for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 to come out. But, man, I just feel like Watchmen was ahead of its time, dude.
Yeah, I can switch Watchmen with Guardians.
It's not to say that it's a worse movie necessarily. It's just, man, Watchmen was incredible, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
So now we come down to
it. Okay. Before we get to that, let's recap again, guys, in case you guys missed it somehow. Number 10, Hellboy. Number 9, Kick-Ass. Number 8, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Number 7, X-Men. Number 6, Dark Knight. Number 5, Avengers. Number 1. Number 4, Guardians of the Galaxy. I got him to budge, guys. Number 3, Watchmen.
And honorable mentions are Iron Man 1 and Spider-Man 1. Which, yeah. I know what you're thinking. We're crazy for not having Spider-Man in our top 10.
Dude, it was so hard, dude. I don't even think you guys understand how hard to make these lists it was.
If we put Spider-Man in there, it would probably be right above X-Men. And Hellboy would be honorable mention, but I don't know. I think some of these movies, you have to give the respect to Hellboy and Kick-Ass and League, which are movies that that are putting characters that nobody really knows on the map and comic books that nobody's ever read on the map. And everybody knows Spider-Man. And honestly, I would at this moment I'd watch Hellboy 1 before I'd watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. So. I totally agree with that sentiment. And that's the exact reason I didn't put it on there too, is because it's. Arguably, it's easier to make those movies, man. It's easier to make a Spider-Man movie than it would be to make a Hellboy movie. To be able to take when they made Hellboy as well, to take an indie was very, dude, that was a risky move, you know what I mean? Because, one, you're even messing with comic book movies in a time that it wasn't even ready, dude. They weren't ready back then, man.
Right.
And, you know, they were 6 years off or whatever. And let's just be honest, dude, Hellboy, I think it was a better movie than that movie. It was just fucking good, dude. Holy fuck, man. That movie was so good.
I think what it comes down to, most of the Spider-Man movie was great, but, you know, I think that they made a mistake with Green Goblin in that movie. I thought the actor was great, but I thought he was perfect for it. He's just, use makeup, use prosthetics, don't make him a fucking Power Ranger.
Yeah. I'll look like a fucking Power Ranger. But then again, you have to make the same excuse for them, time that they made it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could they arguably do a better job?
They made it around the same time as Hellboy, and Hellboy had such good prosthetics.
Dude, he seriously did, man.
Ron Perlman as a Hellboy, so good.
He fucking knocked that movie out of the park, dude.
And the prosthetics on the little fish guy, the prosthetics on the monsters they were fighting, oh, so good. They didn't use a lot of CG. They had to use some CG, but they used a lot of real kind of looking makeup and stuff.
We should watch Hellboy after this.
We should.
That's a good movie.
Or Geordie Shore.
I'm down for either. Fucking Getting.
Yes.
All right, guys. Here it comes. The great debate that you've all been waiting for because Christian's a fucking nutcase. At number two, Winter Soldier. Come on. Let's be honest, dude. Can you honestly sit there and look at me and Blake?
Yes. Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier had a better entertainment value than Deadpool.
I don't know about entertainment, but I don't know. I think the action was just better in Winter Soldier. Like overall, like
could you
didn't
sit
have
there
like,
and like?
Good.
Winter Soldier's more true to the comics than Deadpool.
I think so.
I don't.
I think the biggest thing is we have two characters where the Russo brothers write a really good Captain America, like true to who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds just is Deadpool, you know, and like you can't argue against that. Like he just encompasses that character. But I think like they took his essential character and they pushed it to its limits. As you know, he's more over the top than he is in the comics.
So you take the most badass scene in Winter Soldier would be the boat scene for Captain America, arguably.
Yeah.
Would be that when he's running around the boat, it encompasses what happens in the comics. You know, it's kind of funny, and you know what I mean? But then you take what's most badass in Deadpool, and can you really compare them? And like, I truly think that boat scene's better than what possibly Deadpool has to offer.
What Deadpool has to offer in that aspect of the action and stuff is kind of unbelievable. It's like really good, and like when he's like the way it's shot, the way it's written is amazing, and it's like hard to say that it's better. But what I come back to is like when Captain America is like being shown like what Nick Fury wants to do, and he's like we're gonna stop a bunch of things before they can happen, and you know Captain America is Captain America-ness, you know, and he's like, you know, I thought the punishment was supposed to come after the crime, and you know, this isn't freedom, this is fear and all that stuff. And that's like the message that you're sending and all that stuff is like super Captain America, and I think that's what kind of sets that movie apart. And you know, Deadpool does a lot of good things. It has a really good story, surprisingly, for a movie that shouldn't have had any story, really.
Yeah.
They managed to do great with the story and the action and the humor and everything, but there's nothing like you take away from that movie and you're like, wow, like makes you think, you know?
Yeah, and well, like, so you take, okay, so you take, you take a movie that should have just had like a lot of comedic value and been like a little fuck around movie, and you add a really good story where this guy has a life changing disease, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So where, you know, his backstory, and then you give him a love story, and it's like, dude, how did they pull this off?
Mm-hmm.
With the ability to continuously bring in the comedic relief for it all and mash it all together. Like, I don't know, man. Like, don't get me wrong, dude. I really love Winter Soldier and it is my top movie, man. But I just think Deadpool is the best superhero movie ever made, dude. It's just so unbelievably true to the comics and what Deadpool represents is so true. His comedy, they didn't overuse the, you know, the wall breaks and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, speaking to the crowd and bringing him to a more lifelike character. His comedy was on point of what things he would do in the comic books. The story was amazing. Everything was amazing. And
I think it's so hard because both movies did what they're supposed to do. Like Deadpool is supposed to be funny and fun and all that stuff. And Captain America is supposed to be serious and stern and American and all that stuff. And
they both did
exactly what they should have done.
But arguably, there is some confusing parts in Winter Soldier as well. Like, Deadpool never had a confusing part.
Well, Deadpool's not something you're supposed to think too much about either. Like, you're not watching it thinking like, oh, this movie's going to be serious and I'm going to have to follow these tracks and do all this stuff. And you're just watching it and enjoying it because there's so much to enjoy with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where Captain America, it's like you're supposed to enjoy the action, but take something away morally or ethically or whatever as well.
Suppose so.
I think like some of the best things that Winter Soldier did was like they managed to pull off Arnim Zola, which is really hard, like his actual face in a computer screen. They managed to make Winter Soldier like this guy who in the first movie as Bucky, you're like, this guy can't be Winter Soldier, look at him. And then they made him Winter Soldier and it was really good. And I think that just the way it all worked worked really well. And then how they ended the movie too, where it's still unresolved. Like, you don't know, like, you think that he's coming back and remembering, but you don't know. And that led kind of into Civil War too. But, I don't know. I think the problem maybe with Winter Soldier is, like, it has to live up to the universe and it has to fit into the universe and all that stuff, whereas Deadpool can just kind of do whatever it wants and do a good job at it. So,
I don't know. Like,
it's really difficult.
It's hard because I look at it this way. So I even take your own argument and I can use it against you. Deadpool is a complete story. Winter Soldier is not.
Yeah, you can say that. I think as far as the character Winter Soldier, it's unresolved, but the main conflict of, you know, he took down S.H.I.E.L.D. essentially and brought us to that place where Black Widow is, you know, now revealing who she is and all the things she's done and releasing her records, and that whole story with S.H.I.E.L.D. was resolved. But as far as with the Winter Soldier, what his fate is, very unresolved.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of difficult because, you know, there's so many, like, they're very polarizing for sure. They're so different films that it's very hard to choose one over the other for me. But it's like, you know, there's things like, you know, I pointed out, technically their story's not really complete. But at the same time, it adds on to the universe existing. Where Deadpool, it's like, it adds on to their universe, but it's, he's only really adding himself into the universe. He's not really so much adding, you know, all these different things. Like, what happened in Winter Soldier affected what happened on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the television show. And, you know, what goes on in Civil War is, you know, majorly affected by Winter Soldier.
Right.
And,
but at the same time, we can't take that stuff into effect for this movie because it is just that movie, you know?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, we can't say, well, because of what happened on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it makes it better. Because of what happened in Civil War, it makes it better. Because those things actually don't matter in the scope of this film because not everybody's watching all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think if you got down to the individual aspects of the film, we'd agree which one did better on which. Like, obviously, humor, Deadpool wins. Like, action, like, it's kind of a toss-up. They're probably tied on action.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, story, I think I would say Winter Soldier. You might say Deadpool, but could agree that Winter Soldier had a great story as well.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, because of the standalone aspects of the film, because you might need other things to draw you into Captain America, it's easy to say Deadpool is better because you don't need any of that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I was just about to point that out as well, is the fact that with Deadpool being in the studio that it is, in the limited amount of resources that they have for characters, they literally only really had like about 4 or 5 different characters in the movie, where Winter Soldier, they had a bunch, you know, they have Black Widow, they have Captain America, they have Bucky Barnes, eventually to be Crossbones, Nick Fury, you know, Agent is, S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually really a character in its own,
right,
in a different way, you know what I mean? But that's more diving into the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and all these different things, and it's easier to be like, okay, this is a better movie because of that. But in a way, I almost view, because of that reason, Deadpool is a better movie. Because it didn't need all the extra stuff. It took what they had available, and they used it. It's like, I felt that, you know, Winter Soldier is more like they needed all this stuff to be good.
Yeah, I don't. The thing is, Captain America is definitely not as popular as a character in this day and age as Deadpool. And so you have to do a little, like, a lot of extra things to draw people in to see Captain America, unless you're just like, I love all American white boy power or whatever. Because, like, a lot of people don't, you know, like, a lot of people don't like that good old boy, whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of farmer from Iowa kind of thing. But Deadpool, everybody loves Deadpool. It's just Deadpool.
Raw, it's gritty, it had crazy action, uncensored language, and I don't know.
And it had a budget of like 1/64th the size of Winter Soldier as well.
Yeah.
Or something crazy. So, I mean,
let's get down to it. Is it going to be a point where neither one of us can budge and we're just going to have to accept where we've listed it?
I think I can budge a little bit. But I think we'd have to have like a little denotation on Winter Soldier. Like, if we put it in at 2, we'd have to put it in like as like essentially tied for first. But like, still on our list, it'll reflect that it's number 2.
Okay, that gives me a good idea. Why don't we just put tied for first and second? Because I don't know, man. I can't put... It's hard. It's like, I have it above there, but it's like, the more I think about it, it's like, dude, they're so equally, like, just in terms of being good films, you know what I mean? They're just so... They're both so good, dude. Like, it's really hard just to pick one over the other, and, you know, I just can't... I can't consciously put Deadpool number two.
Right.
But I can't consciously put Winter Soldier number one either.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like... Not with Deadpool being on this list, and it's just like, man, ugh, fuck, dude. All right, yeah. All right, recapping, guys. So this is the first. This is gonna be like a weird thing. All right. So Hellboy number 10, Kick-Ass number 9, number 8, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, number 7, X-Men, number 6, Dark Knight, number 5, Avengers 1, number 4, Guardians of the Galaxy, number 3, Watchmen, and tied first and second. So basically, imagine it as a race, dude, and they both just finish the finish line. They're tied. First and second place, Deadpool and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the only way I can feel like this is how it goes down. So now I want to speak to listeners for a minute. So what do you think of our top 10 list? Do you think it's a good list? What movie should have been included in this top 10 list? Which movie should not have been in top 10? Give us your top 10.
Yes.
Of the movies that we've shared with you guys before, we'll start a form listing every single movie for you guys. You guys can find that on nerdyboysreviews.com. Sorry about that. Under the forum section, we'll put the thread will be under movie list. So yeah. We'll list it in, you know, we'll list all the movies and what, you know, what studio they're from. Yeah. We want you to send the top 10. What do you think about our studio list? What do you think about our top 10 list? What would you guys personally rank everything as? Let us know. We're very interested to hear what you guys say. Let us know what you guys think about us putting, you know, a tie for first and second. Do you think that there's a movie maybe that we kind of underrated a little bit? Maybe that should have been in first place. Let us know what you guys think. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you guys. You guys could also just like, no, my number one movie is this. Send it to us on Twitter, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Along with that, make sure that you are following us on Instagram and Facebook. Go like our Facebook page. Go follow us on Snapchat. All that good stuff.
Yeah. In addition, you can find this list right now. I'm going to post it in two places. I'm going to post it in the blog section as a new entry on the blog. And then when you go to blog, there will be a subsection there, and it will be labeled top 10 list. And it will be posted in there as well. So.
And we'll share it on our Facebook as well. Yeah. We'll definitely make it accessible for you guys. So please, please participate. Because we really do want to hear what you guys have to think. Are we crazy, or are we just being too biased on our own opinions? Because we try to be as unbiased as possible when it comes to it. But at some point, you do have to add in your own enjoyment factor.
Right.
So that's our top 10 list. That's our movie list. I hope you guys enjoyed this content. I know we've been saying for like months now that we're going to do it, and we finally got around to doing it. So thank you guys for being patient with all that backlog of stuff. We still have another podcast to come where we'll give you guys our weekly news, including last week's news that we missed out on, along with Pokemon Go news and our adventures and stuff like that. The sensation that's hit the world by storm.
Yeah. And when we go over that news, you'll get to hear us be hypocrites about pictures.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Yes.
So, thanks for joining us, guys. I hope you liked our list. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Maybe we didn't argue as much as you thought we would.
I thought it'd be a little bit more crazier.
I mean, it's hard, like, especially when we get into this top 10, it's like, because I do want Spider-Man to be in there somewhere, but it's like, you can't really fit it in anywhere.
Exactly.
And then, like, with Deadpool and Winter Soldier, it's like, it's like we took the easy way out by just saying it's a tie.
Like... But in my opinion, neither one of us would have ever budged, and that's why I just came up with the idea when you were talking about notations as, you know, kind of both. And I was like, well, why don't we just kind of tie it? I know it's kind of taking the easy way out, but literally this would have been over an hour and a half conversations based off of what should be on top two. Like,
I think like as a movie, I could, as a standalone, I could put Deadpool as number one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's also hard because it's like at the same time, like you were saying, it's like it's hard to put Winter Soldier in and say it's not the best.
Yeah.
And like it's hard to put it in at number two and be like, well, it was good, but.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. And that's why I was willing just to tie it up and let it be like that. Of course, people are going to have different opinions against us, and that's totally okay. You guys are always welcome to your own opinions.
Yeah.
But guess what, guys? We want to hear those opinions. So please go on our website. Please go on our social media and let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's all we have for our movie list podcast this time. Is that all you have?
That's all I have. All
right, guys. We're going to sign out and then start recording our next podcast. So as always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And we have one simple message for you, and that's stay nerdy, boys.